song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
I can barely take it. I told you that yesterday, this guy makes me nervous, ladies and gentlemen. And now he's kicking me.
You're acting like brothers already.
David Cassidy. Hey. How are you, man?
I'm really good. Yeah, I'm really good.
Look really good. Why do you look 10 years younger than I?
That
really
here.
bothers me.
It's all that cream I put on at night.
So now you've got the new CD, you've got David Cassidy, Old Trick, New Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool title.
Thank you.
And when we're done with the interview, we're going to play the first single from the album, which is, of course, I Think I Love You, redone in a very cool way.
Thank you. Well, your feelings probably weren't hurt when I didn't call you to come in and play the bass part.
No, I'm
never, ever going to ask you again. But do you remember 91 or 2 when we went out and played and you opened for me?
Yes, I do.
There was some talk about when I would go into these radio stations. You and I did like CBS This Morning.
Right.
We did all these things to promote your well-being, that you were back and straight and normal and were not getting arrested for beating up
people.
No, the guy in the mini skirt, we can say it.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed.
The Indian.
She's running both ways.
The Indian. The both way Indian.
Yeah,
that guy. Keep running both ways.
And just so everybody knows
keep
about
keep dressing
this,
both ways.
When I got in trouble with the law back in, I guess, 89, 90, nobody was going to give me a job. And David was so kind, he took me on tour. And said, had me go out to do interviews on radio stations. He said, here's what you gotta do, Bonamici. You're gonna show up and you're gonna be, first of all, you're gonna sober. You're gonna take a shower every now and again. You're gonna be real clever and you're gonna get a job out of this.
That's really sweet.
He did all of that except shower now and again.
And that's how I got back into radio.
We demand showers now.
I went and talked to the GM at the Eagle in Philadelphia.
Right.
When we played there, and that was the station that had fired you when you were down in Florida, taking that relaxing vacation.
It's the best
in the
jails
ghetto.
In the world, a walking tour with Danny Bonaducci and David Cassidy.
You know, let's take that walk down memory lane with Danny.
Thank God the memory's foggy, man.
You should have seen him about 7 a.m. in the morning in the bus.
Hey, these people don't know what I used to look like.
I know what you used to look like.
You are in such good shape now.
Thanks, man.
Look at you. You look fantastic.
You know what? Fatherhood, marriage, fatherhood, that kind of thing.
I know.
Will do that.
It can do that too.
How's Bo?
Bo is great.
How
Bo is my 7-year old. 7 years old.
Is he seven?
Your little boy?
Yeah, he's on his way to college.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm playing some T-ball. I'm going today to Las Vegas. And he's got a T-ball game this afternoon, so I got to catch a plane when I'm getting out of here.
I got a T-ball game this afternoon?
Yeah.
Little Bo Cassidy.
This Wednesday afternoon. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I saw a picture of him recently. He's starting to look more and more like you.
I think he does. I mean, I always thought he looked like me, but a lot of people thought he looked like Sue, his mom. And
I thought he kind of also looked a little bit like your brother, your stepbrother, Ryan.
Ryan.
I thought he looked a little bit like Ryan when he was a kid.
Ryan and I look a lot alike, actually. You know, I mean, more so than any of my other brothers look alike.
Right.
I think Ryan and I look the most alike. And I think we've all sort of come to that conclusion, the four of us. I've sat around and went, I think David and Ryan are more alike. Ryan, of course, is like, did you see Being There?
Yes, I did.
The movie?
With Peter Sellers.
Yeah. He's a little bit like the guy in Being There.
Ryan is? What do you mean?
He's so funny. He is a very, very soft-spoken, says very little, but when he says something, it's poignant, you know?
Right.
Unlike the Sean Patrick or myself, who don't shut up.
Or me, the shotgun form of communication. Just keep talking till something lands. Just keep going. By the way, the reason your son
by
has
reason,
a,
the reason I'm here...
Let's get back to Vegas. The T-ball game is in Vegas instead of Hollywood or the East Coast. Because you're
Hollywood.
You're the host of FX now in Las Vegas.
Not the host. I'm
the star.
The star, you know what I mean?
I'm the host of your new show, the game show FX. Hi, and here is David Cassidy.
Am I correct in assuming I've read it that it is now the number one billing show in Vegas?
It is, yeah. It's
for gross ticket sales?
Yeah, yeah. It's become a huge, huge success.
Do you need help with your coat? Can
no,
I help
no,
you?
No, 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 no.
Slithering.
I'm just wrestling with it. I'm starting to sweat because I'm in the studio here with Danny. And, you know, in the last week, I've done 172 radio stations. I'm just kidding. I did a satellite thing in New York that went out to all stations outside of New York.
And now, is this to promote the new CD? Because I always say album.
Yeah, no, I do too. I call it a record. And that's, you know, people look at me like, I'm making a record. Yeah. It's a recording.
Right, I'm making a record.
I'm making a record.
David Cassidy, Old Trick, New Dog.
Old Trick, New Dog, which will be out in stores on May 12th. And it's available right now on davidcassidy.com and the internet.
Very, very nice.
I'll watch it. I want to see if there's pictures of me, buddy. Hold on, we got to do some business. Then we'll be back with more of David Cassidy. Right now, let's talk to Patty Steele.
And it's going to be an absolutely beautiful day. We have a mix of sun and clouds.
He'll leave. We're going to play David's version of this song in just a few minutes. Right now, Patty Steele is going to jump out of flesh if she doesn't get to ask this question. Go ahead.
No, I was wondering what he's, you know, whenever you put out a new album, you got to do something to support it. And I was wondering what you've been doing to get some response on this new CD.
I started doing this radio stuff, and a lot of people, because they know of our relationship,
right,
yours and mine, you know, we did that television show. Do you remember that thing we did?
I do remember that show.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm vague on the 80s. The 70s and the 90s,
yeah.
I'm fine.
Uh-huh. Me too. You know, the 80s is a decade. Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, right now.
The 80s decade, as much fun as you guys had out there, Danny and I were recovering. In our own ways, I was lost in Encino, stuck in Santa Barbara in a room. I didn't come out for about a year. It wasn't drugs. It wasn't alcohol. It was of who am I? What am I doing here?
When I read your book, I was surprised by some of that. Because
yeah.
People always think that, and I mentioned to my crew here that I still get kind of nervous around you, that you'll always be
well,
the big brother. I know I should.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Plus, you just kicked me not 5 minutes ago. when I read the book, because everybody says, well, you know, David and you must have been such good friends. I was 10.
Yeah, he was young.
You know?
He was a grown-up child.
David was not taking me around to parties. As a matter of fact, I remember one time.
I've heard, though, in the last week that you got one of my cast-offs was your first...
Yeah!
Yeah!
The first girl I was ever with. She was looking for you. Any partridge in a storm, that was her motto. I was 13, showed that woman the best 30 seconds of her life.
You dog. old trick, new dog.
Let's get back to old trick, new dog. Yeah. What made you want to do an album that you're I won't say it, but somebody printed the amount of money that you're making for FX in the newspaper.
What did they say?
You mean like $65,000 a week?
Well, that's not exactly right, but it's in that...
Oh, okay, I wasn't going to say, dude, so why not? You're financially set, you've got the most beautiful wife and son.
Mm-hmm.
Why a CD now?
Well, honest to God, because I love to make records. I love to write, and I love to perform. And I mean, there's nothing more to it than that. I don't do very many things well, as you probably know.
I don't do very many things well either.
Yeah, but you do this well.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, you do this.
He's from out of town. He hasn't heard of
No.
He doesn't have a
listen. I have done, I think, 3 or 4 different radio shows that you've had in the last 5 or 6, 7 years. And you are as good as they get in terms of doing this.
You're
here.
No, you are. And for all of those people here in New York, the thing I told you many years ago is that people root for you because you have become a part of their grump and their past,
mm-hmm.
and they relate to you as someone who is, in a way, you've been a part of their experience of growing up, and they use you almost as... an earmark for, you know, if you're 21, I'm 17, or
right.
I'm 24, and you represent something positive and something light. So when you got into all of that trouble,
right,
and your life did turn dark, and yours publicly, mine privately,
right,
which probably was not as healthy for me, because
really?
I didn't have the world to say
and the
me.
Public support.
Exactly.
Say, yeah.
So I had to live in my own hell. I didn't share it with many people, my depression, and I lost my dad, I lost my manager within a year of each other, and, you know, I lost my career, my identity. I felt like, you know, I felt lost. Come 1979-80, I was dark and lost, and I felt, in a sense, when you have that experience of loss, you find you need to either get out of reality because reality is too painful.
Right.
A lot of people use drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, whatever your vice is.
Whatever you can do.
Yeah.
You just locked yourself up in a room?
I just locked myself up in a room.
Do both of you guys feel like it your problems directly stemmed from having that incredible...
No,
mine came from my old man, 8.5 years old, and his beat him up every day. And the truth of the matter is I watched him at 10 years old and related to his own scenario, although mine was emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
His was more of a physical emotional abuse. And, you know, I think one of the things that people have said to me is, like, I guess they don't get it when you have an experience like he and I have had, like Danny and I have had in our lives, where you've touched millions of people around the planet. You've done things that, you know, a handful of people in the world have done. And he was there with me. He was 10 years old. The first time I remember we went to Cleveland together. And
oh, remember that?
Yeah. And
there was a riot.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
And we were, you know, it just happened. And even though he was 10, he saw it happen to me every day. He watched his, you know, there were all these, you know, people and fans, and I had to, like, take decoy cars to work.
Yeah, to give you an idea of how, I even learned more about that, about you later on. I was in Melbourne, Australia, about 5 years ago.
That's true, because you were a little boy, so a lot of it wouldn't have hit you.
I saw it at the studio gates, and then what my life was like. And my life was different from other kids, but not different, like... Do you know you still hold the record for the quickest sellout of Melbourne cricket grounds?
Yeah.
For like 70,000 seats. Mm-hmm. You've outsold the Stones. Prince came close to your record. I was there, but you still hold it.
I heard McCartney played there a few years ago, and that they thought he was going to do it.
No,
nope, he didn't.
You still hold the record for the quickest sellout of 70,000 seats.
Boy, is that amazing?
So,
I had an amazing career, and I have had. The fact that I'm now in the 90s doing what I love to do, which is why... Getting back to your original question 10 minutes ago of Old Trick, New Dog, I'm the best at doing this.
Very good.
Ask Scott and Todd. They'll tell you.
I will all be calling them
you
for
good
credit.
You can't ask David Cassidy
more
than one question.
Not that they know what being the best
he
is
doesn't
about.
Shut up. And I guess it's from doing all that bad radio with guys who go, you're out there to promote your new record, you're out there to promote your new movie, your new television show, your new book, whatever it is. You're there to talk about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, of course, everybody goes, so David, tell us about the Partridge Family. And then you go, well, you know, the Partridge Family was great, and I had a wonderful time, and I really loved it, and I left it at the top.
But I have a life.
I retired, and now I'm on to, so David, tell me, do you still see Danny? David, tell me, do you still see Shirley?
You know, he's got the voice down,
he really
too.
Does. You can be a Baptist jockey.
Yeah. No, David...
So we're talking to David Cassidy, so let me ask you something. Do you still see Danny?
Yeah. Oh,
no, that's stupid.
No. And then they tell you know, Danny's doing quite well again. I understand he's on the radio. Do you ever talk to him? Hang on for a second. We got to do a minute. We'll take a break and we'll be back to David Cassidy. You know, David, we got to wrap it up now. But honestly, David, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And good luck with whatever that new piece of product you got.
I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, David Cassidy, the CD is Old Trick, New Dog. By the way, your fans in the Just David fan club?
Yeah.
Are the sweetest people in the whole world.
Well, God bless them. They've been incredibly supportive, and, you know...
They send out this newsletter all the time. They call me and give me updates on you. They tell me where I can send a birthday present for Bo.
I got an idea. Since you and I have been through the hell and fire and everything else in our own separate ways, but now are together and are... I don't know about you, but I assume the 90s are the best decade
best
of your
decade
life.
Best decade of my life.
Mine, too.
Little girl, wife who loves me, good job.
Yeah. Gretchen.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Damn
and,
right.
And your baby?
Isabella. Fantastic. You should see her.
You got to show me pictures.
I've got one in the other room. I'll get it for you.
Cool. So here's the thing. I'm going to be going back to Vegas tonight. Why don't we get with the station and I'll go in and beat up the GM.
A big 105 broadcast?
A big 105. Let's go out and let's give tickets away. Let's have dinner for lucky listener out there to come out to Las Vegas. And I say, lucky listener.
Right.
Because you got to sit between Danny and me.
You don't want to have your hands too near the food.
Hey, that's not such a bad role. Yeah. Let me tell you.
And food fights are not excluded.
David Cassidy, Old Trick, New Dog.
Let's play the new single, shall we?
Want to play the new
version?
Who's
the PD here at this station?
That would be... Jeff? A good question. Jeff Scott.
Jeff Scott. Do we know him personally?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we're going to go in and beat up Jeff Scott. I want all you listeners out there to just know that you are the difference between success and failure.
I love you.
No, it's the truth. Tell the truth.
It is. That's the whole difference. That's the only thing.
Here's the business. If you play the record and you don't get phone calls, the record's a stiff.
Right.
If you play the record and people call, it's a hit.
By the way, our phone number, 1-800-464-9105.
We'll register.
We'll be playing David Cassidy's I Think I've Loved, I Love You Next. Our phone number, by the way, did I mention? 1-800-464-9105.
This is such a trip.
Also, stay tuned for the
call
big broadcast from the MGM Grand.
It.
That'll be coming up in just a couple of weeks. Stay with it. David Cassidy, thank you so
God
much.
God bless you, Danny. I love you, man.
See you, buddy.
See you, pal.
Life, cars, and commuting.
Ever wonder why Manhattan has such aggressive drivers? Simple. 8 gazillion commuters, 6 bridges. Toss in some road rage, a few potholes, some angry cab drivers.
I love the record. I don't care what it sounds like. Wait till we play it, then you can call us up at 1-800-464-9105. And I do want to put together, towards the end, it just turned into kind of a wrestling match between me and Dave, and we were just talking.
I was getting
and
scared.
But I'll play the record, then I really will try very, very, very hard to put together a Las Vegas broadcast, and we'll go out and see David in FX.
Ooh. He's very cute.
And
we were talking the other day about how he's like 48 years old. He just had his birthday last.